Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good day. Welcome to Orange County Talk Radio. I'm John Marino, and we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by our good friends over at Robeson Oil, the house that service built, Lipolis Electric. Don't be left in the dark. Get Lipolis. By Hightower in Westchester, managing your wealth through a fiduciary standard. By White Plains Hospital. By Michael Labriola, landscape design and construction of Armonk. And by Tompkins Mayor Pack Bank. Here on What's Happening in the Lower Hudson Valley, we are joined by Luis Abramson, the founder, and Karen Abramson Martinez, the president, and they are husband and wife of a group called CHJI. CHJI is the Cultivating Healing and Justice Initiative Support Services. They are a prostate cancer support group based in Middletown, right here in Orange County. Karen and Luis, we welcome you both to Orange County Talk Radio. Luis, since you are the founder, I'm going to ask you, how did this group get its start?
Well, thank you again for having us on your platform.
Great to have you.
It got founded by, like most things, you go through challenges in life and you become a survivor of a cancer.
And you are a prostate cancer survivor, yeah, right?
In my case, a survivor of prostate cancer. I think I've seen it all. Around September, I got diagnosed with the cancer, and at that point, you know, there was a little lapse in time with the doctors and myself and the treatment, and that led to me starting to go around and ask questions and get exams, and I started seeing how important it was for men to have a PSA test done, and how important it was for us to be uniquely and very focused and involved in our health. In the midst of COVID 19. I saw myself battling to survive at a hospital, and this led to us creating what we have today, which is CHJI, Cultivating Healing and Justice Initiative Support Services, Inc., with a very eclectic group and a medical advisory board. I'm happy to be here. And our mission is to work with the community of all abilities and to promote prevention, educational awareness, and to enhance the health and to manage an individual's health and proactively give every man empowerment and woman and health and safety to promote the access of food with treatment and patients and family. And the care, because this disease is affecting 1 in 7 men around the nation, and we need to continue to be proactive in our own personal health.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were in the hospital, were you worried that you might contract COVID too at the same time?
Oh, absolutely. It was in the hospital. And I remember that it was a very different way of dealing with cancer, because I saw myself solely by myself. Unfortunately, I didn't have a loved one that could be with me during or after, and which made it so much more difficult. And then there was patients that were being diagnosed active with COVID-19 and right after surgery. So it was very, very scary because COVID-19 was on my floor, literally. And I was recovering A lot of people don't know that this type of surgery also requires you to have preventive services where you have to breathe into a manual device to allow your lungs to come back to their original function. Only because a portion of the surgery, you are put in the bed and you are positioned vertically for a few minutes. It's a very complex surgery. It can average between 6 to 8 hours more, all depending on all the parameters adjacent to it. And I would like the audience to know that that there was a study done by Mount Sinai Hospital where one of our panelists that we had, if you come to our YouTube channel, you will hear him speak about the relationship between COVID-19 and prostate cancer and how they both united to be a more deadlier host in your body.
Mm-hmm. Now, knowing that COVID was on your floor, you had to be really uncomfortable to even allow a doctor or a nurse to get near you.
Oh yeah, that's definitely the case. Well, I remember it got to a point that I really wanted to be able to get up and stretch my legs, after being in surgery. And it was difficult because I was going through kind of like, they call it like the gas pains, right? After surgery, and it's really is difficult. But one of the best things you can do is try to get mobile again. So I went out, and I remember like immediately, like I was so conscious of having a mask on, because it was just, the threat was just always there.
Mm-hmm. I'm still conscious of that too. I wear a mask everywhere outside unless I'm not near anybody. And despite being vaccinated, I think it's the thing we have to do right now still, as long as we have this Delta wave out there and who knows what other waves might come. Even though you're vaccinated, word to the wise, play it as if you're not until further notice. So now, Karen,
yes.
You are the president of the group.
Yes, I am.
What is the group's mission? Expand on it a bit more than what Louise did.
Well, our mission is to get out there and reach out to the community in general of all abilities. And when we say all abilities, also we are including the community of intellectual disabilities. Why the intellectual disabilities? We have a son that has a diagnosis of autism, and there's many individuals out there, older adults, that unfortunately, either because of the family history, medical history, they're gonna, hit this bump in the road, right? And also knowing and acknowledging that we have a son, and because this runs on my husband's family, so we need to be on the outlook, we're more conscious of, what's going to happen in the future to him, how this community is being treated. Unfortunately, we know that the intellectual disabilities community are overlooked in many ways. And we want the community, to remember that, we have loved ones with intellectual disabilities or any type of disability. And we want to bring up this, right? Also to promote, case management services. Like if anyone needs, services, like, let's say we have someone, we had already a client, that reached out to us. And, this individual speaks both languages, English and Spanish, pretty well, but he needed a helping hand, because we went through the situation as a couple, right? I'm very aware of all the appointments, the dealing, of calling medical doctors and follow up with blood work and stuff like that. So we talk with Louis and with the members that we have as, you know, the board members, and we were like, okay, we need to improve services, you know, for men of all abilities, you know, and anyone that needs that support. We want to let the community know that we have, you know, that type of services right now. Also, that we have medical presentations every month, once a month, you know, from experts on the field, and also to raise awareness on men's health, because it's really important, not only go through your physical, you know, sometimes, you know, men, they forget to, you know, like follow up 1 year. And it's very, very crucial that, you know, every man, you know, go there the same way that, you know, you love your family, and this will be the best gift to your family. Make sure that you're healthy, that you're there for them. Mm-hmm. You know, the same way that you care for your car, you know, or a hobby, you know, you put in this time to, you know, right? So why not your health? So we
body
want
first.
The body is first, you know, because if you're not there, who's going to be there for your
right.
family?
Exactly. So if you're not there, then the rest doesn't matter.
Exactly. So right.
So this branched out from prostate cancer support to a variety of other initiatives rolled into one, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you Absolutely. Do much more than prostate cancer support.
Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, we want to open a food pantry, and the location is going to be right now in Middletown, 40 Grove Street, Suite 103 in Middletown, New York. That's where we're initiating our first, you know, food pantry for all type of cancer, not only prostate cancer, but anyone that is going through any type of cancer and their families, you know, we want to provide food, because we know that it becomes an expense, you know, especially if you, you know, don't have a pension, right?
Right, or proper health insurance.
Exactly, you know, because of, you know, co-pays, transportation. We went several times to the city for medical appointments. You have to pay the toll, you have to pay gas, you have to pay parking, you eat there, right?
Right. And that's food money. Yeah.
Yeah, babysitting, mm-hmm. because somebody has to watch the kids, right?
That was right. our situation. Right, so, babysitter maybe too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it's multiple appointments because
that's a day's pay all in one, wrapped up into all the expenses if you got to go down to Manhattan, obviously. So, yeah. Luis, Karen mentioned that your son having autism, it's something that runs on your side of the family. The cancer, does that run on your side of the family also, too, well, especially prostate?
Yeah, it does. And that's one of the things that many families should look at is DNA. The factors of family history. Men should not wait for any physician to tell you when to take a PSA test. You should be proactive, and if you know that that runs in your family, you should definitely let your physician know. This is not an old man's disease.
Right.
This really, I got diagnosed at the age of 40 with a very high count.
That count? High, how high?
My count was around 7.9, wow. which is close to 7. Really, around 2 or just about that, they already have you in what they call active surveillance. You know, which is just to monitor you and see, you know, if there is any acceleration in growth. Mm-hmm. I was already far beyond that. And when I had my biopsy, they looked at, the Gleason, and the Gleason was high too. It was around 7. And you look at those two variables, and it immediately tells the physician that this needs to be treated with, and so it's so important. So again, age 40, would you even think of a person having prostate cancer? And the answer is yes. For many men of color, it's a very genetic trait. And there's about six different biomarkers that they call them, and they run heavily in men of Black descent. And it's something that you want to be aware of. Obviously, this always leads to the case of healthcare disparities. Many low-income communities do go through lack of information, access, and what you see is many men, thousands of men, dying where the numbers are of their number count of PSA is very low, and because of the lack of active surveillance.
Lack of overall health services,
monitoring, like anything, you know, like when you have a broken car, right, and you don't take care of it, it starts other pieces that work on the list now become part of the list. That's the same thing with us mechanically in our body. So we go from having prostate cancer to now having a secondary and a third and a fourth, you know, which actually leads to a bigger problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At that point, maybe too late.
Yes.
Yeah. We are joined here on Orange County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. I'm John Marino, and we are joined by Luis Abramson. Luis Abramson is the founder of CHJI, Cultivating Healing and Justice Initiative Support Services, and his wife. His wife is Karen Abramson Martina. She is the president of the group. You talked about how important it is to get things detected early. Now, as you move along and you find out, for example, any idea how, Luis, your numbers got so high into the 7 range?
Well, there's a number of possibilities. If you're a first responder, there are chances that your exposure to chemicals throughout the lifespan of your job can accelerate a predisposure of a cancer that you already have.
What do you do for a living?
I was in a retired law enforcement in the city, but I think that my exposures were a numerad, because not only will you look at what happened with exposures with many of these police patrol cars that should have been condemned a while back, but took a little while to come up service, but you also look at the exposures that you have, let's say if you work for in the transit division and you're constantly being exposed with these work trains that are pumping the station with black carbon monoxide. You look at also the exposures that you have if you're a person that resided at sea, let's say in areas like downtown Manhattan, you know, where I came up from, you know, where, you know, 9/11 for me was an old, basically a we were there for the entire time of it, you know, because that's where we lived. Many people that grew up in downtown Manhattan had Manhattan at the time,
right,
and remember when they had to throw out their ACs and had to get rid of their clothes that they had that day, returning back home. So
it's possible this could have gotten into your system 20 years ago after 9/11. Because you lived on the Lower East Side at that time.
No question. So this disease is so insidious that they call it the perfect chameleon, because it doesn't have a lot of symptoms early on. It's in your body for a prolonged time, and when it really does rear its ugly head, it is already it could be in your spine. which is why you get a CT scan. It could be out of your prostate now attacking the nerves around your prostate, or actually now going into other areas like your chest area. That's why it's always good to get your MRI done as part of a set of exams that your urologist would need to pinpoint, you know, what strategy plan is best for you.
Mm-hmm. I want to point out that I had an uncle who passed away a few years ago, and the last 14 years of his life, he had prostate cancer. It would come and go, come and go, come and go. So for many years until my mother, who passed away about a year and a half ago, until she passed away, she'd always get on me and say, get your PSA checked, your uncle. How many years does he have it now? My brother, how many years? It runs in the family, so make sure you go get checked. And I give my uncle credit for handling it the way he did for so many years and didn't give in. And he said he was going to live his life, going to beat it, and he did. And that's, I guess, Karen, mentally up here, a lot of it is where you can get the fortitude to come back against this disease. And really, I don't want to see any disease, but in a lot of situations.
Yeah, it's very, you know, nerve-wracking, right? It's a couple, it's a friend, you know, it's, you know, he's my partner, he's my husband, my best friend. It was very difficult, you know, to hear the word cancer. It's really scary because nobody's expecting that. I mean, he was only 40 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And he was pretty healthy. He ran, you know, a 5K, not too long, you know.
Wow.
You know, the diagnosis. So we were like, how come? You know, and we start asking all these questions, you know. But the best thing is to have someone, if you don't have, you know, a partner with you or family close by, you know, to get in touch with support groups, you know, because it's always good to have someone to lean on, because you're going to need that. And we have each other. We have, you know, all the support from our families and friends, and, you know, we wouldn't like anyone out there to go through it alone, you know.
I'm going to give you a good example of that. I have an old girlfriend from Washington Heights from years ago who lives not too far from you. She is in, well, family's in Wallkill. She was in Wallkill then. She moved to Wallkill about 10 years ago, left Washington Heights. She's over in New Windsor, across the street from the ShopRite in Vales Gate. She's over there now. But a couple of years after she moved to Wallkill, she was diagnosed with cancer, and an immediate stage 4 cancer, to which I said, stage 4 cancer, I think, has met its match, because she's going to beat it. Tough girl off the streets of Washington Heights. I had personally, and I think she did too, no doubt that she would beat it, even at stage 4. But here's the key, I think, to her beating it. Talk about having support services. Her mother had passed away right before she moved, and my mother said after she recovered, if she didn't move to Wallkill and was still in Washington Heights, she had nobody to help her at that point, she would have never made it. My mother was a cancer survivor too, uterine cancer survivor. She had surgery about 10 years ago as well. And this old girlfriend at that time was in Wallkill, and her sister-in-law drove her to, across the river to Poughkeepsie, or the Poughkeepsie area, to 37 combined radiation, mostly radiation treatments. Radiation. And what else do you get with cancer? It's not coming to mind to me, right?
Hormone, deprivation therapies, chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Right. She had 37 appointments that her sister-in-law drove her to. Without her sister-in-law doing that, she would not be alive today. I think that's the best example of what a support group is about.
Yeah. And that's what we want to help, you know, the community to reach out so they know that we're here. And there's many other organizations as well, you know, that there's peer support groups, you know. I'm going to initiate also, hopefully soon, a partner, you know, support group, because it not only affects, you know, the person that is with the cancer, right? It affects the whole entire family. Because if he's not well, I'm not well, you know, the kids, you know, everyone else. But, you know, having support, talk to someone else. I was part of a support group too. And that helped me to go through it, you know, hearing that, you know, other partners what their, you know, experience was, you know, I was like, okay, so I know what to look for, you know, I know, you know, to reach out to and what to do next. So this is what we want to do. We want to, you know, extend this helping hand so they know that we're here. And like I said before, like, you're not alone, you know, that we're here to help you also.
Yeah. Matter of fact, she had some chemo treatments too, that the system.
Chemo radiation.
Well, like I told her, you know, you got the small community of Washington Heights right next to Walk Hill. See, you love Washington Heights so much, you went from Washington Heights, Manhattan, to right next door to Washington Heights in Orange County and Walk Hill there too. Karen, at the end of July, a few weeks down the road, you're going to have a very special event, a fundraiser for CHJI. It's a car show. Tell us all about that.
Well, we're very
excited. A massive family event, right, is what it's
going to be. Yes,
yes. I used to say, back when I began my radio career at WTBQ in Warwick, 1110 AM, which still exists today, back in 1979, we would say for the Orange County Fair, summer of 79, bring the family. So to this, you can bring the family, right?
Bring the family. Bring the family. Bring your friends. Uh-huh. You know, it's going to be a free family event, right? Uh-huh. We're going to have a car show. It's a cruise for a cause, right?
And it's in Chester, by the way.
Yes, it's going to be on 1351 Kings Highway, Chester, New York. And we are going to have food trucks. We're going to have a live music band, which is the Harley Mountain Highway. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to have performing DJ Shark, the youngest DJ in the Hudson Valley.
I know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great kid. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. He's going to be there. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle. All the profits are going to be going for our newly, you know, food pantry, you know. And little by little, we are building up, you know, for other events. Also, in the near future, we are planning for a 5K in September, this September.
And Luis, you're going to run in that, right?
Well, I'm going to participate. Yes, I am.
You'll be there one way, shape, or form, right? Somehow.
I'm going to
you might walk this year, right?
Yeah. But the important is it's a 5K run and walk. So so don't be intimidated. You can walk it too.
Hopefully you can come, John, too.
And so it's a lot of fun, It really goes to men's health. Walking is so important for so many things in your body, from your heart to your blood level, to lowering down your diabetes.
Up here too, right?
To mental health. Mm-hmm. You know, just remember that that's one of the risk factors, the obesity. Just keep that in mind, and for many men, that should be something that we should be looking at a lot. So please come to the event. It's in 1351 Kings Highway in Chester, New York. It's titled "Cruise for a Cause," and it's on Saturday, on July 31st.
It starts at
10 to 4 p.m. Come eat, come watch some nice cars. Help and support one another for such an important cause, which is bringing the word out that men's health is important and that you need to take PSA test and be aware of what your health is looking like. Don't let it be too late before you know. Don't believe that this is a old man's disease, because it's not.
Yeah.
Nothing's an old man's disease anymore, I think. Anything can hit you at any time. By the way, muscle cars, hot rods you'll have, right? Will you drive one of them, Luis?
I've been looking forward to driving one. I'm more of a pickup guy, but for all you pickup enthusiasts, bring your four-wheeler. wash it up, shine it up, and bring it in. Bring it and display it. For all you hot rods, do the same. Make sure that the exhaust is
working right.
Is working right, and that car is nice and tuned. I look forward to seeing all my car enthusiasts. I want to send a shout out to the Hot Rods and the Mustang Club in Hudson Valley. And I look forward to seeing all of you at our event.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, Karen, the 5K event, when is that going to be? Do you have a date?
Yes, we're shooting for September 19th. And the location that we're planning on doing, it's going to be the Middletown High School track.
Oh, yeah. I know it well.
Okay. So
I've done some public address work at Middletown High for state football and soccer events. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Athletic director David Coates at Middletown High School.
Mm, David Coates.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Tell Dave I said hi if you run into
him.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll get a chance to get up there at Middletown one day again. Yeah, got it all planned. Anything else besides that, or at least what your thought process might be as to what other events you might have? What you might like to do?
We're going to be doing different events. It's on the works, but definitely what is coming is the car show. This July 31st, September 19th, the 5K. And hopefully for the spring, we're planning for our first gala. So we're going to keep you posted. We're going to invite you also, you know. And, you know, God willing, we can, you know, do that in the spring next year.
All right, now, Luis, for more information about these two events, I know you have one up already about the event at the end of July, and also everything about CHJI's contact information, phone number, website, email, the YouTube channel, too. Tell us all about that.
Okay. All right. So for the website, it's going to be chjiss.org. Again, it's chjiss.org. ISS.org. You can email us at info@chjisupportservices.org. Again, the email is info@chjisupportservices.org. You can contact us at 877-245-4227. The number again is 845 area code.
No, 877.
I'm sorry, 877 area code 245-4227. 877-245-4227. And again, the Facebook is at Cultivating Healing and Justice Initiative. You can find us at the Facebook. Our YouTube is at CHJI Support Services, Inc. And we hope to see you all on our Cruise for a Cause on Saturday, July 31st, 1351, Kings Highway in Chester, New York. Where it's going to be by the Sugarloaf Theater.
Right off Route 17.
Yes.
There you go. You're 94. I know those roads well, too. Very well from when it was just farm country back in the late 70s. Also, the old Weslowski Farm, I think it's still there on 94, matter of fact, in Chester off 17.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes you drive by there and you'd have to navigate around the car, a cow in the road, navigate your car around
sometimes.
The cow.
Like well, now,
I remember one day the road was filled with cows and I was a little late, running a little late getting to work at TBQ. I did find my way through them and got to work on time.
Now you navigate through deers.
Yeah, that was 42 years ago. Well, I'll remember it well. Thank you for cruising with us today here on Orange County Talk Radio. Both of you, Luis Abramson, founder.
Thank you.
CHJI, Cultivating Healing and Justice Initiative Support Services, and the president, Karen Abramson-Martinez, husband and wife duo, doing a lot of good for us here in Orange County and beyond. Here on Orange County Talk Radio, I'm John Marino, and we are produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Robeson Oil, the house that serves book. Hightower in Westchester, managing your wealth through a fiduciary standard. By White Plains Hospital, by Michael Labriola, landscape design and construction of Armonk, by Tompkins Mayo Pack Bank. And make sure you download our app. Go online and look for Shark Creative. We've got a Westchester Talk Radio app. More apps are coming too, so go do that and catch all of our programming on our YouTube channel, Shark Creative YouTube. All of our programming for Orange and Dutchess, Putnam and Rockland, Westchester and Fairfield County, Talk Radio 2.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.